Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1388, The Power of One Simple Question, by Christine Klusman of ChristineKlusman.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Audino, your host and narrator. Welcome back to ORD, where we seek to build better relationships each and every day. And helping us to do that today is the work of psychologist Christine Klusman, who has a really all-encompassing post for us that absolutely every one of us could stand to benefit from at any given time, believe it or not. It's a great article that I'm excited to share, so let's dive right in and optimize your life. The Power of One Simple Question, by Christine Klusman of ChristineKlusman.com. Whether you're just starting your journey to becoming more authentically connected to yourself, others, and the world around you, or you're already at an advanced stage of self-actualization, one simple technique offers the best way to take stock of how consciously and intentionally you're living your life. It's easy to do and easy to remember. Just pause for a moment and ask yourself, am I feeling connected right now? This simple question has the power to unlock a world of information about your relationships, whether it be your relationship to yourself, your body, your food, your kids, or to your work. Asking that question across a variety of contexts can shed a wealth of information about how consciously or unconsciously you experience each day. It can also show you golden opportunities to plug back into awareness and connection. You don't have to have a perfect understanding of what connection or disconnection mean and feel like in order to benefit from asking yourself this question. You'll come up with your own sense of that. The following tips, though, will help you maximize the benefits of asking this question. Become curious. Cultivate an insatiable curiosity about getting to know yourself. Take an interest in finding out how connected to others you feel when you're in their presence. Or do you find your mind is elsewhere? Explore how connected you feel to yourself when you're alone. Is your head in the past and the future? Or do you feel a sense of unease? Are you just engaging in numbing behaviors like surfing the web or TV channels? Are you performing your tasks like an automation with zero sense of purpose? Rinse and repeat. Ask yourself the question many, many times. Once or twice a day is just not enough to notice patterns or draw conclusions. In order to really get a sense of things, try to check in with yourself every hour of your waking day if you can remember to do so, or any time you shift into a new activity. The more you ask this question, the more you reap the rewards. Don't judge. It's crucial to bring a neutral, open-minded, non-judgmental stance to this inquiry process. Don't be disappointed if your answer over and over is, "No, I don't feel connected." These discoveries are golden nuggets of opportunity for you to improve your sense of aliveness. Be patient. Don't look for solutions right away. Just answer the question, observe your answer, and allow the insights and the answers to flow to you organically in their own sweet time. Don't get bogged down insisting on answers or solutions. Patience is your friend in this process. And the more you can tolerate not knowing, the more open you stay, and the more likely the answers will emerge to you in good time. You're not looking for quick fixes or instant mood changes. You're looking to gather data and notice patterns, like, wow, it's interesting how I often don't feel connected to myself or others when I'm visiting my in-laws. Have faith in the power of the inquiry process. Notice how the question is the intervention. Just by asking the question, you're increasing your awareness and setting an intention to become more connected. Without doing anything else, your heightened awareness from asking the question throughout the day will start to influence your decisions and behaviors. Pretty soon, your compass will start to point you in the direction of more connected experiences. You may come to learn, for example, that you feel more connected to yourself when you go out for a quick walk around the block, and less connected to yourself when you're rushing around. Go deep in one area. If questioning every aspect of your life seems too broad, start by focusing on one domain of your life that you are especially curious about, or where you might be having issues. When I first started examining the connection and disconnection in my life, I focused on my relationship with my kids. I'd always considered myself a good, dutiful mother, and if anyone had asked me, I would have immediately said, of course I'm deeply connected to my kids. But deep down, I had a nagging sense that I wasn't as close with them as I could be. So I started out asking the question, am I feeling connected to my kids right now? After just one day, it became clear that my answer was no, way more often than I would hope. This made me even more curious and determined to put the clues together on what promoted connection or disconnection between me and my boys. Before long, I could easily see how to break through moments of disconnection. For example, I noticed driving to and from school was a typical time of disconnection, where our energy was flat and not much was happening in the way of conversation, eye contact, or closeness. So, I experimented with walking and biking with them to school a couple of times a week. On those mornings, we smiled and laughed more, talked and shared more deeply, and overall, just felt like we were having a more lighthearted and connected experience. The increased time and effort it took was well worth it for the chance to start our day off with a more bonded, connected feeling. I never would have noticed this opportunity for more connection if I hadn't been on the hunt for it, asking the question. Many moments of disconnection in our day are subtle and don't often register consciously. They just get lost in the minutiae of the day. Asking yourself whether or not you feel connected invites you to remember, reflect, and act on what matters the most. You just listened to the post titled, The Power of One Simple Question, by Christine Klusman of ChristineKlusman.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, and many thanks to Christine for a post that can really get us thinking in each moment of our lives. Talk about practical. So I'm a big believer in her teachings throughout this article, though I do think one thing to consider as well when checking in with yourself about how connected you are would be the feeling that comes with asking that question. Because just like any change we're trying to make and trying to become more connected, there's the action part of the change and then there's the feeling part of it, right? Without a strong foundation of feelings, the actions to take towards this change won't last very long. And it's okay if you're not always feeling inspired or something like that. You can ask yourself how connected you are and, you know, feel anxious sometimes or guilty, maybe stressed out. It's important to honor and notice feelings like these, as making space for them will help you to be more deliberate in the action you take. For example, if you keep noticing that you feel stressed, then, you know, maybe you've made the journey towards feeling more connected to be a bit of a chore, a task list more than anything. With high expectations that you've attached to it. So should that be the case, you now have an opportunity to not stop the journey, but alter your approach in such a way that nourishes the feelings behind it, and again, doesn't make it feel as task-based. So, something to think about, everyone. It is time to wrap things up for now, but as always, I thank you for being here and supporting the show. Please share this with someone who you think might be yearning for more connection in their lives. And aside from that, I look forward to being back here with you tomorrow with an article that's all about parenting. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.